a Tabor vision of your spouse? With National Marriage Week, Valentine's Day, and World Marriage Sunday upon us, we can't help but take a moment to reflect on marital love. It's a time to celebrate it and also to focus in on how we can grow together in our 24th year of marriage, forever and me. When we consider how to grow in our love for each other, we often think back to the months leading up to our wedding when we came across a galvanizing idea in Catholic philosopher Dr. Alice von Hildebrand's letters, in which she wrote about having a Tabor vision of her spouse. As Troy and Kathleen Billings summarize in an article about this phrase, they write, "When you fall in love, you are given a great gift. You are granted a perception of your beloved's true self, who they are meant to be genuinely at the deepest level. You are able to look past their faults because the vision you see is simply astounding and takes root in your heart. It is at this moment when you fall in love and are given a Tabor vision that you can see your spouse more visibly than does any other human being." End of quote. "And he was transfigured before them," we hear in the gospel account of the transfiguration on Mount Tabor, "and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them." It's easy to put transfiguration into a compartment of holy sounding words reserved for Jesus alone. And in a sense, we'd be right. But the transfiguration, the Catechism explains, gives us a foretaste of Christ's glorious coming, when he will change our lowly body to be like his glorious body. Looking back, von Hildebrand's letter struck Ever and me so powerfully because we knew we had each been given a Tabor vision of the other. Beyond our various faults, wounds, and shortcomings, we had seen one another's fundamental identity in the Lord, as a beloved son and daughter of the Heavenly Father. In the second week of each month, we turn our focus to level 2, person and relationships. And our question is this: have you had a Tabor vision of your spouse? To paraphrase the Catechism, have you glimpsed your spouse's glorious reality that he or she, Lord willing, will someday have in the presence of Almighty God? Candidly, we all have days that are anything but dazzling. The Tabor vision may seem far off for any number of reasons. So how do we recapture it? How do we keep the Tabor vision of our spouse before us? How do we remind ourselves that we are our spouse's number one aid on the path to holiness? Here are 3 practices that have blessed us, at least when we remember to do them. First, in daily prayer, we ask the Lord to renew our desire to help each other grow in holiness. We imagine the other standing before our Lord in eternity. This image blesses and enriches our prayers for each other. Secondly, in daily prayer, we renew our own identity in Christ. We can't give, goes the famous saying, what we don't have. If we don't have an understanding of our own transfigured self as saints in the making, we won't be able to give that to our beloved spouse. And thirdly, we try very hard to endure slights patiently. Every spouse experiences fatigue and stress on top of pre-existing wounds and temptations, and it's easy to take it out on each other. Instead of reacting with a comeback, we try to summon the Tabor vision and endure the slight with love and acceptance. Our Trinity houses thrive when both spouses focus on helping one another on the journey to holiness. And the Tabor vision of one spouse is dazzling beyond description. So as part of what we each bring to the table as spouses, let's begin to cultivate this vision with greater fidelity, faith, and hope, inviting the Lord to lead us ever closer to his transfigured body.